Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website for the book, for my new book, The Age of the Customer. The website is ageofthecustomer.com. Please go there and check it out. Read about this. This is something that's happening, folks. You need to understand that I'm not, these aren't my ideas. This is just me, the way I describe what's happening. And it is happening, this, the age of the customer. And I'm just the messenger. But you need to know this message, because if you don't, if you don't come into the age of the customer, you will not survive as a business. You will fail. I promise you that. Over time, it just will happen. So check that out, ageofthecustomer.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the Tax Mama. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. Her book is Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And Eva, you were telling us about this employee classification amnesty program. And up to now, you've been talking about how it affected people and how it helped them really get out of trouble with the federal government. But what about the state government?
The state government, you know, when they first came out with this thing, I looked at this and I looked at the numbers, and it's such a great idea. So I asked my buddies at the IRS, so when you put this together, did you talk to the states about a corresponding amnesty on the state? And they said, no. So, although they're not turning over the records of this whole arrangement to the state, when you suddenly start putting all of these employees on your payroll,
and all of a sudden you start paying into the state.
Right. Will the state generate an audit for the prior years?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing you need to take into account. I think that that's a big concern. But
is that going to make some people not go ahead with the federal thing?
Yes, because you
have
to.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but that's why I say this is a big concern. But if you don't do this, there are so many different ways the IRS is going to learn about your employee fraud, basically, that you're apt to get caught in the net within the next couple of years.
Well, and so, also the state exposure is not even close to the federal exposure, is it?
No, it's much.
I mean,
much
the numbers
less.
Are not that high, are they?
Well, it depends, because if you've never filed payroll tax returns because you've been issuing these 1099s, mm-hmm. then the state can open up and audit your business for its entire life.
Mm-hmm.
There's
so your
no
CPA should be able to tell you where your state stands on dovetailing with the amnesty program.
Your CPA or your enrolled agent,
yeah, that's right.
should be able to it, tell
are there,
you.
Have some states aligned with this program to allow the amnesty to extend to the state?
You know what? I have heard absolutely nothing about states corresponding with this. So
it's a good idea, though, isn't it, for them to do that?
It would save them a fortune also mm-hmm. in the long run with the compliance. And one of the reasons that this is so important to the employees is not just the tax issue. It's the fact that when you're on payroll, you have state disability coverage, you have unemployment coverage.
Right.
You know, what do you call them, vacation time and sick time, mm-hmm. even if you get no other benefit. These are critical things to somebody who is a working person. So it's very, very important for the employee. And so to them, the bad news is, employers, if you're doing this to your employees, even if they don't turn you in right now and they pay your share of the taxes on their income tax return, they have 3 years to go back and amend. Mm-hmm. They're going to start looking for another job. Then they're going to amend their tax mm-hmm. returns and turn you in.
Mm-hmm.
And when IRS get 3 years' worth of amended returns from somebody collecting all this money back because of an employer, that's going to get their attention.
That's right. And yeah, that's exactly right. And so, and you know, one thing we haven't mentioned, folks, Eva, is that we need to remind people that there are 20 rules, 20 examples of how an employee is an employee and not a contractor.
Yeah, and I write about that all
that's
the time.
That's so on your website
that,
too, isn't it?
On taxmama.com. Yeah. I explain what the 20 common law factors.
So that's what
are.
You got to. That's the first thing you ought to do is go make sure that you're not in compliance, and you probably aren't. I mean, right. if you got people showing up every day working for you every day, they're employees. They're not contractors. So don't act like they are. You're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble. Eva, thanks for being here. Good job, and thanks for helping us out with this amnesty information.
And have a less taxing day.
You do too. Yeah. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, the Tax Mama. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.